This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're talking about preparing for Google's next search algorithm update. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. So this week we're going to talk a bit about kind of SEO and search engine optimization and an upcoming algorithm update that Google are doing. Before we jump into that, I suppose there's kind of two things I just want to cover. One is just kind of the one or two liner and how Google ranks websites. And the other thing is Google Search Console. So before we jump in, basically, if you were to break down in its simplest form how Google ranks a website, their spider goes and visits your website, looks at the content, looks at the experience people have on it, and then sees other websites that link to it, that kind of give it validity, or what used to be called, what was it called back in the day? PageRank. And that's kind of how it decides then where your website should rank amongst all the competition. So that's like the one liner, really, really basic. That's how Google ranks websites, right? The other thing you need to look at is Google Search Console. So Google Search Console is your connection, your website's connection with Google's search rankings. So when you register for Google Search Console, Google can then send you, here's problems on your website. Here's the keywords people are searching, that where they're ending up on your site. It can give you really good information about what your website on Google search. So before you kind of start, you know, overthinking, oh, there's a Google algorithm update coming, what do I need to do, or anything like that. register for Google Search Console and have a look at, you know, where your traffic is coming from, what keywords people are searching. Google might tell you, oh, there's a problem here with a responsive issue on your website. They will actually, you know, tell you some of the issues that are maybe preventing you from ranking as well as you could be. So Google Search Console is really, really important for your business, for your website, if you're looking at improving your organic rankings in Google. So let's drive on, and we'll talk about an upcoming algorithm update that Google are doing. And it's all to do with the experience that people have on the site, basically. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to share a page in the show notes that kind of goes into detail on this. But there are 7 or 8 key factors that this update is going to affect.
Yeah.
So the first one is page speed. Page speed is hugely, hugely important. It's a massive experience, a massive put off, we'll say, when a page takes an awfully long time to load.
Yeah, you can have huge bounce rates if your page just doesn't load on time. People are like, no way am I waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
People are very impatient at the moment.
and Google wants in the search results to give people the best experience.
Yeah.
So your website needs to provide that. And one of the factors that's going to give that best experience is how quickly your website loads. So if you click on your website, you're like looking at your watch, then, okay, that's something that you need to look at improving, because that is going to affect your rankings. It is something you need to look at.
You can go to search page speed insights on Google, and you can see then how fast your website is going to load, and you can talk to your website developer about what are the issues we need to fix here. You know, we need to get this faster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you just pop in your web address, it runs the test, and it'll spit back some results at you. As you say, that's something then you can take to your web developer to have a look at for you. Another factor is visual stability. So again, this is all coming back to the experience that people have on your site. So visual stability is, if you're particularly on the phone, if you're scrolling down and you go to press a button and the page shifts. So it's something you probably all encountered, where you go to press something and something pushes content down or pushes content up.
Yeah.
That visual stability is now going to be another factor that is going to be a signal for how Google ranks your website. So you want that experience to be stable. Again, the PageSpeed Insights tool you mentioned, that's going to give you information on that as well.
Yeah, I think it's a great one to take into account because it is really annoying. You know, if you're like, no, I don't want to sign up for this. And then the page moves and it's like, yes. And you're like, no, I press no. So it can really irritate people. And that's something to note just anyways, that it's annoying for people. So you have to make sure that.
Like if you go to press add to cart and all of a sudden the page is shifting, you're like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you're going to lose people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So the other four factors then. Mobile friendliness. This is obviously hugely important.
I think a lot of people forget because websites are made on, like, built on desktops, right? And then you're like, yeah, perfect, looks great on desktop. Especially Joe, loads of people now jumping on websites lately, they're just like, yeah, perfect. But then, like, you have to realize you're doing most of your searching on your mobile. So you have to remember everyone else is going to be looking at this website on your mobile. And when you go on to the mobile version, has something changed? Like, what's happened to this image? Like, you have to really make sure that it's really responsive.
Yeah.
For tablets as well as mobile.
Even though that's why you want it to be fully responsive.
Yeah.
So that, you know, no matter what size device somebody is on, it's going to adapt to it. Now, what you can do as well is talk to your designer, talk to your developer doing mobile first design. That's basically where your main focus is the mobile experience. Using your Google Analytics on your existing site, you can go in and have a look at the percentage of people that visit your website on mobile versus desktop. To be honest with you, nearly all sites really now, unless they're in the B2B space, will almost always be, you know, mobile traffic is the main traffic.
So, I'd say about 70-80% definitely.
Yeah, higher. So obviously it totally depends on your market. But that's something you can just jump into your Google Analytics and have a look at. And if you are doing a new website, then you're like looking in your analytics and you say 70-80% of your traffic is mobile, you should probably then be going, okay, I need to focus on a mobile first design. It's the mobile experience is the most important thing for my website, for my business, because that's where 70-80% of my visitors are viewing my content on.
Definitely. Yeah.
So the next thing is safe browsing. So again, this is something that's really good to have Search Console set up for. If there's malware or adware or anything like that on your website, if you haven't detected it, sometimes Google Search Console will actually detect it and they'll email you saying, we found this on your website. You need to get this sorted. This is going to be affecting your rankings. And it will actually sometimes put a label on the search results saying, something along the lines of this website may be unsafe to visit.
Yeah.
So obviously that's a massive turn off. Yeah. So you need to obviously make sure you have a safe browsing experience for your customers.
Definitely. Especially if it's an e-commerce, like if it's not safe, you don't want to put your bank details in anywhere that it's not safe, you know?
Exactly. And that leads nicely on to the next one, which is HTTPS. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, your website, you're using an SSL cert. You've got that little lock up on the top left so that the communication between your customer and your website is encrypted. So that's another factor that is going to be affecting. If you don't have an SSL cert on your website, Google will start that's going to be a signal for them now, and that may affect your rankings. And that, again, that can be an easy fix with regards, you know, changing your hosting or getting onto your web host and getting an SSL cert set up on your website. And the last one then is no intrusive interstitials. Basically, don't have pop-ups in front of people that are really annoying.
Yeah, like pop-ups straight away when you get to the page. You're like, oh my God, go away.
So again, that is something that can really affect the user experience. You know, it can often be a back button straight away. Sometimes it can be hard to find where to close them. All those types of things, all those types of pop-ups, they are going to be, again, a factor in where you rank now in Google. So what we'll do is we'll leave a link to the page on the Google Developer blog where they discuss all of this. And there's a really nice little graphic there that kind of goes, you know, bullet points, all those changes.
Yeah.
But the overall thing from this is basically providing your website visitors with a good experience. Exactly. The page loads quickly. It's responsive. It works perfectly on mobile. It's safe. You have your SSL cert on there. And speed. It loads quickly and is really easy for them to use. So yeah, that's pretty much it. It's, I suppose, it's kind of, a lot of it is common sense stuff. It's stuff when we're on a website, we'd like, basically. We want it to load quickly.
Yeah.
We don't want pop-ups jumping out at us. So it makes sense that basically that they're going to be using the page experience more and more as a ranking signal, basically. So thanks for listening. That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. If you haven't subscribed yet, please search the Digital Marketing Scoop any of your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe. And if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram, just search for Click Media and Marketing. That's CLIQ Media and Marketing. And we'd love for you to follow us.